when we set up this interview, Pinto, with Michael Larson of the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, did I really refer to him as Ticket Guy? Ticket Guy.
Yes.
I said, how did I phrase it? Call the Ticket Guy with the Redhawks?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said Michael Larson. He's the Ticket Guy for the FM Redhawks, which I think is an official title. It might be. I don't know.
It might be. I'm radio guy. You're producer guy. So maybe Michael Larson is the Ticket Guy with the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks. Let's ask him, because we have him on the line to talk about some games coming up later this week at Newman Outdoor Field. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Is your official title Ticket Guy? Is that what it says in your pay stub when you pick up your paycheck every couple weeks?
I think it would be a little cooler if it was, but unfortunately, no. I get a much longer title, but I think summarizing it as Ticket Guy is pretty good.
Okay, so to us, you're the Ticket Guy. So we're just going to go with that. TG,
yep.
Ticket Guy. Okay, you have some games coming up this week at home. Redhawks starting the playoffs. Tell us about this. Tell us how people can get a hold of tickets. And I'll explain later maybe why we're having you on to straighten some of this stuff up. But what do you got for us this week?
You know, it's always kind of a roll with the punches sort of thing when you got playoffs, because you don't always know when you're going to play, what time, or who. But we have elected to play games 1 and 2 at home this week of the best of 5 series, which means game 1 will be at Newman Outdoor Field Wednesday night at 7:02 p.m., gates opening at 6. Game 2 will be here as well on Thursday night at 7:02, gates opening at 6 versus the Gary South Shore Railcats. Tickets are for the playoffs are actually the same rate as they are for the regular season. Reserve seats are $11 on the day of game. If you get them in advance, they're $9. You can get those online at any point, through fmredhawks.com. You can call the Redhawks ticket office here at 701-235-6161, or you can swing over to Newman Outdoor Field, and we're open here on the ground level starting at 10 a.m. each day. Today we'll be open until 6 p.m. And then tomorrow and Thursday will be here until the seventh inning of the game.
And that's why I wanted to get it out there. I'm going to be honest. There was a mess up, I think, earlier today on KFGO, and I think that somebody or something referred to the Thursday game as being at a different time at a different ticket price. But
yes,
we just want to make sure that the game Thursday is a night game and it is regular ticket prices.
It shows that people definitely listen to your radio station there, because we got quite a few calls about Thursday being an afternoon game, and no, the Thursday is at 7:02 p.m., and the ticket prices are the same as they are during the regular season.
Okay, and I wanted to have you on to clear that up, and I'm man enough to admit my mistakes, and that was a mistake by KFGO. So it's regular time, 7:02, and then regular ticket prices, and people know where they can get their Redhawks tickets. Michael, I need to ask you this, because I've been around for a long time, and I covered the Redhawks back when I was with the Forum many years ago, and I've been to many Redhawks games. It's always a challenge to sell tickets for playoff games because, Redhawks games are an event. People schedule them into their summer schedule and say, hey, we're going to go to the game on Thursday, and they make it an event and they make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do you do to help sell tickets for the playoffs, and how can you get that full house atmosphere for a Redhawks game?
You know, it is a little tricky because you run into a lot of other things going on. You know, you've got high school football, you've got college football, you've got I think you even got some hockey starting up this weekend in some areas.
Oof.
You got a lot. It's tough to believe when it's 90 degrees outside. There's a lot of different things going on, and the games are not, like I said, we just knew what time we were playing last Thursday or Friday,
Right.
You don't have a month, 2 months, 3 months to set things up. So the best thing we can do really is get the information out there. This is when we're playing. This is who we're playing. And try and get it out so that people can make those plans and get out to the ballpark. I think, you covered it pretty good there. A lot of our regular season, as far as filling up the ballpark, a lot of that comes from individual fans and families and stuff like that. A good part of it also comes, though, from businesses. You say you're going to have your company outing, you got your winter Christmas party instead of have your summer event, and you have your business brings out, 150 of their employees to a game or something like that. And you don't usually get those types of groups for a playoff game.
You guys had another great year attendance-wise this year for the Redhawks. I mean, and I've talked about this a lot, years and years ago when the Redhawks first came to Fargo-Moorhead, I was skeptical. A lot of people were skeptical. They said, well, it'll be a big thing for a couple of years. It's been a big thing now for going on 20 years, and the number of tickets sold and the number of people going to games hasn't dropped off. And in fact, Michael, I think it's actually climbing in a lot of ways. It's been a pretty amazing run here. It's still a product people want to see.
the last 2 years here have been a couple of the highest total attendances. You know, not the highest, but up there. I think one of the biggest bonuses or testaments to our organization is if you take a look at the total attendance year by year, you know, it doesn't vary that much. Yeah, you know, like you said, I mean, it's been 18 years of being solid. I mean, we're at 80 to 90% occupancy on almost every single game, if not sold out. So, you know, the fans in Fargo-Moorhead and the surrounding communities have been very supportive of us. So.
Game one, Gary South Shore Railcats, first round of the playoffs, is Wednesday at 7:02 at Newman Outdoor Field.
Yep.
Game two, Thursday, is also a night game, 7:02, Gary South Shore Railcats, Newman Outdoor Field. Both games are regular season ticket prices.
Mm-hmm.
And, Michael, one more time, where can people get a hold of Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks tickets for the playoff games this week?
24 hours a day, you can go to fmredhawks.com and get them. And then through the ticket office here at the ballpark, you can either call us at 235-6161, or you can stop by the ballpark. We're here till 6 today, and we open at 10 a.m. Tomorrow and on Thursday.
All right. Hey, ticket guy, let me be the first to apologize. Maybe not the first, but let me apologize to you for maybe causing a little snafu at the Redhawks ticket office today. We apologize for that. But let's get some folks out to the ballpark, okay?
Thank you, radio guy.
Yeah. Okay, it's ticket guy Michael Larson of the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks.